Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
When the kids taste this sweet apple juice, they just can't say no.
When the youngsters try this spicy hot sauce, it leaves them with a burning desire.
When they savor these ice cream flavors, they come running back for more.
Tobacco and vape companies are targeting our kids with flavors they love and packaging that's irresistible.
Kids will try anything.
Just add the right flavor.
That's not okay. Join the fight to protect our kids at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Hey, cattle producers, it's Express Ranch's annual grass time sale coming Friday, May 1st, 12 noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, 175 Angus bulls, 30 Angus fallbred heifers, 150 Angus pairs, 60 Angus yearling heifers, 25 Hereford pairs and bred heifers, also featuring 37 bulls from the OSU Purebred Beef Cattle Center. You can bid online at Superior Livestock's SLA TV or liveauctions.tv. For more information and check the catalog, go to expressranches.com.
Well, cash cattle trade became more active yesterday with light to moderate movement seen in most areas. We saw $100 prices in our part of the country yesterday, about $5 lower than last week. Now, with the release of the monthly cattle on feed report this afternoon, additional cash market trade may be delayed until after that report comes out. Early estimates of the April 1 cattle on feed report points to significantly higher marketing levels through March, while on feed and cattle placement levels are expected to remain well below year-ago levels. Expanded trade limits will be available for traders in the hog markets today, with limits set at $5.50. This follows the changes during the middle of April, which adjusted trading limits through August. The shift is an adjustment period that will set the stage for price limits to be reset annually based on August futures prices. Even though May contracts remain inactive and not relevant to market direction, the limit move in the May contract Thursday still sparked the expanded trade limits. Weaker wheat prices overnight, with Kansas City and Chicago giving up early gains to try and close lower for the third session in a row. After trading to the highest level since January on Monday, Kansas City wheat has given back 26 cents from the highs as weather volatility takes hold. Support has stemmed from drier forecasts in southern Russia and Ukraine, while pressure has come from wheat corn spreads trading to levels which kick wheat out of the feed bunk globally. Now, lower corn prices overnight after firmer trade at the open, as unsubstantiated reports of business to China hasn't been enough to support prices. The rumor mill has churning hard on Thursday as news wires carried stories of expressing interest in buying up to 20 million metric tons of U.S. corn to restock state reserves and help achieve their Phase 1 commitments. And mixed trade in the soy complex overnight, with soybeans seeing both sides of unchanged. Since the contract lows set earlier in the week, July soybeans had rallied 27 cents on ideas demand from China improving. We're going to check futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
At the close yesterday, June live cattle down $1.82.92. August up 10 cents, $88.45. May feeder cattle up 60 cents, $117.27. August down 82, $126.37. May hogs up 375, $50.97. Kansas City wheat, May down 4.5, $485.5. July down 4.5, $493.25. Chicago wheat, May's up 4 cents, $547. July up a penny, $544.75. May corn up 1.75, $319.25. July's up 1.25, $320. May soybeans up 4.5, $839.25. July up 4.25 at $846.75. May cotton up 60 cents, $56.88. July's up 23 cents at $56.37.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.